أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق مما والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. صدق الله العظيم.
Brother team, come a bit closer, inshallah ta'ala. Just a couple of the sunnah, inshallah. And after the recital, you must sit in the majlis, please ensure that your phones are on silent or switched off. It's off a little bit. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, alhamdulillah, we have the presence of Sheikh Abdul Rahim bin Bada, and it's really our great honor that he has given some time out of his very busy schedule to come and visit us here in Perth. Inshallah ta'ala, there will be some other lectures during the week as well. Brothers, inshallah, in all take full istifada from those. Inshallah, tomorrow will be in Thornley after the Isha Salah. And Tuesday in Mirabooka after Asha Salah. And then I think Sheikh will be travelling on. Is it back to the UK?
Yes, back to
the UK. Inshallah, Father, brothers, inshallah. We can get the full receipt, Father. JazakAllah khair. Sheikh, I'll just put some back.
No problem. Should I start or wait?
You can start.
Yeah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده هو اجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكونوا شهداء على الناس فأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واعتصموا بالله هو مولاكم فنعم المولى ونعم النصير وقال تعالى وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم وقال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين وسئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله دلني على عمل يقربني من الجنة ويباعدني من النار فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تعبد الله ولا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة المكتوبة وتؤدي الزكاة المفروضة وتصوم رمضان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له ثم قرأ فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ما قال ربنا وخالقنا ورازقنا من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما رسائل صلوات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, brothers, friends, first of all we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all his ni'mats and bounties, blessings. He gave us tawfiq to pray Isha Salat with Jamaat and then sit in the masjid to listen to something about our beautiful deen of Islam. We thank him for that. I would like to thank Imam Sahab as well for giving me the opportunity to sit among you and talk to you. May Allah give me tawfiq to say something which is beneficial for myself first and for all of us. I remember what Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said when he became the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stood on the minbar and he said, أَمَّا بَعْدَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ فَقَدْ مُلِّيتُكُمْ وَلَسْتُ بِخَيْرِكُمْ I have become your governor. I have become the one who looks after you, takes care of you. But that doesn't mean I'm the best among you. I'm sitting here because this is a responsibility which is given to me, but it does not make me feel in myself that I am better than the rest of us. We are all in need of some advice, nasihat. We remind one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ This is tazkir, reminder. Sometimes we speak and we ourselves benefit from what we are speaking. So I am here with the intention, I'm talking to you, I will benefit myself inshallah. If someone else benefits, then it can be a source of najat and salvation for me in the hereafter inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions the purpose of our creation. Why have we been created? Have you ever thought about it? Our lifestyle is saying something else. We work hard for our daily bread, run around here and there, provide for our families. There is a set routine and everybody is following that routine. We have to make money, we have to have our own house, nice car, luxurious lifestyle. That's what we aim for. And that's what we are striving for. But is this the purpose of our creation? Think for yourself carefully. If we think carefully, then know, my dear brothers, my friends, the purpose of our creation is ibadat, worship of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Worship Allah. And Allah is not going to benefit from our worship. It is we ourselves who will benefit from our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the malaika. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الصَّافُّونَ وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ الْمُسَبِّحُونَ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went high above the heavens in Mi'raj and he saw the organized manner of the heavens, the seven heavens, and he saw the malaika standing before Allah, bowing down before Allah, prostrating before Allah. He said in one hadith, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا فِيهَا مَوْضِعُ أَرْبَعِ أَصَابِعُ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ وَاضِعٌ جَبْهَتَهُ سَاهِدًا لِلَّهِ وَاللَّهِ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا أَعْلَمُ لَضَحِيْتُمْ قَلِيلًا وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا وَمَا تَلَذَّذْتُمْ بِالنِّسَاءِ عَلَى الْفُرُوشَاتِ وَلَخَرَجْتُمْ إِلَى الصُّعُدَاتِ تَجْهَرُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. قال أبو ذر, يا ليتني كنت شجرة تعضد. I see what you don't see. I hear what you don't hear. I see what is going on around in the heavens. And he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ. There is not a space of four fingers in which an angel is not prostrating before Allah. The whole first heaven, second heaven, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all seven heavens are laden with malaika or who are prostrating to Allah, who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is not in need of my worship and your worship. It is we who benefit from that worship. The more we worship, the better for us. We look at the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is our uswa-i hasana. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. He is the best role model. We should take him as our role model. And we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that people are persecuting you. They are making remarks about you. We see all that. Allah said in the closing verses of Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that you are stricken by what people say regarding you. يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. What is your reaction? What should your reaction be? Should you retaliate? Allah said, no. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Do tasbih and hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship your Rabb until certainty comes to you. By certainty, Allah means death. Meaning worship Allah until your last moment, until your last breath. Keep worshipping Allah. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us the way to worship. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get up for tahajjud qiyamul layl at night. He would spend long hours standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that his feet would swell. If you stand up for 5-10 minutes, your feet will swell. But if you stand for hours, then your feet will swell. The whole blood will come down and the feet will be swollen. So in the morning, when Sahaba would see his feet swollen, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, why do you strive and work hard so much? Allah has forgiven you everything. You don't need to worship so much. You don't need to go through so much hardship. And he replied, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He has blessed me so much? My ibadat is for shukr. It's not for seeking forgiveness from Allah. I know Allah has forgiven me, but I want to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through worshipping Him. So He has set the standards, very high standards of worship. And He worshipped and ibadat always as much as He could. He's worshipping at night, Qiyamul Layl, and then towards the end of the night, before Fajr, before Subh Sadiq, he would lie down for a little bit, rest. Aisha radiallahu anha says, Ma alfahu sahru indi illa na'iman. When Sahar time came, he was resting because he had already performed his Qiyamul Layl and Tahajjud well before that. And when Subh Sadiq takes place, Azan is called out, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu comes to call him, Ya Rasulullah, Salah time. He would get up and go to the masjid and lead people in salah. And then after Fajr salah, he wouldn't just go away. He would sit there for an hour or so until the sun would rise beautifully. He would be busy in zikr, in azkar, awrad, tasbih, tahmid, taqdis, istighfar. In these azkar, he is busy, muraqabah. Until after all these azkar, awrad, when the sun has risen beautifully, then he would leave. And he would go to fulfill whatever duties he had to do. So, ibadat and worship is the purpose of our creation. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Our Prophet ﷺ showed us that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us, instructed us in the Quran in many places. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in the third ruku, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Worship your Rabb who created you and created those before you so that you may gain taqwa and piety, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, He is that Rabb, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً who made the earth as a bedding for you. And who made the sky as a canopy and covering for you. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ He sent down water from the skies. And then He brought out various types of fruits for you. رِزْقًا لَكُمْ As sustenance and risk for you. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Therefore, do not make rivals unto Allah. Do not commit shirk and associate partners with Allah while you know that it is Allah alone who did all this for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another place towards the end of Surah Al-Hajj, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ارْكَعُوا وَاسْجُدُوا وَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ وَافْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ O people who have iman, you are believing in Allah, now bow down before your Rabb, prostrate before your Rabb, and wa'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb, wa'f'alu al-khayr, and do all types of good deeds, whatever you can do, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may prosper and you may gain success. Wajahidu fi Allahi haqqa jihadihi, strive in the path of Allah as you should be striving. Huwajtabakum, it is He who has selected you to be the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the chosen people. Allah likes you. Huwajtabakum, wama ja'ala alaykum fi ddini min haraj. He has not kept any haraj and tightness in your deen. He has not burdened you with ahkam which you can't fulfill. He has given you instructions which are easy and everybody can practice on them. He never gave us hard instructions like those given to Bani Israel. Bani Israel, there is one hadith in Sahih Muslim which says, كَانَ أَحَدَهُمْ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ الْبَوْلِ قَرَضَهُ بِالْمَقَارِيزِ That when urine would touch their body or their clothes, they could not clean it. They had to cut it with this knife. That was the instruction. They had to cut that piece of cloth and patch it up. So they had to be very careful with regards to matters of urine. So Allah didn't give us that instruction that if urine drops touch our clothes, we have to cut them off or change them or patch it up. Or even the skin, some ulamas, even the skin, they had to get rid of that skin as well where the drop of urine touched. So Allah did not give us hard, strict ahkam like He gave to Bani Israel. He has kept our deen easy. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّةُ السَّمْحَةُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ Allah has kept easiness and flexibility in our deen. So Allah said, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرْجٍ. He has only given you instructions which you can practice. He has not put you into any hardships and difficulties. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرْجٍ. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. This was the religion of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. His religion and his way of life was easy going, easy flowing. There were no strict ahkam instructions for Ibrahim, and same is with you, Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Millata abikum Ibrahim, huwa sammakumul muslimin. Allah gave you the name of Muslims. Min qablu, in previous scriptures as well, wa fi haza, and in this Quran as well. لِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. So that this Rasul can be a testifier for you. He can observe you and testify for you on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. And you can be observers and testifiers and witnesses for other people regarding what they have done in your presence. فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Therefore, establish salah. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And give zakah properly. And وَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ. And hold firmly to Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ. He is your patron. He is your master. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ. He is the best mawla and he is the best helper. You can't get better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, beautiful instructions towards the end of Surah Al-Hajj regarding ibadah, ruku', sujood, worship, fi'lul khayr, and mujahada, and striving for our hereafter. So, ayat after ayat, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us to practice. We have to practice as much as we can. We see in many riwayat, in many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. See? Allah Pak says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُولًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. And then, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Many places. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةُ جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات يهديهم ربهم بإيمانهم تجري من تحتهم الأنهار في جنات النعيم دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. الله باك سيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So, everywhere you see عَمَلِ صَالِحِ, practicing good deeds, working hard and practicing on righteous deeds, being righteous, being pious, leading a life of taqwa, being a muttaqi. Taqwa's instruction in many places. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. تقوى تقوى تقوى. ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. We told the people of the book before you and you as well, anittaqullah, that hold on to taqwa. Hold on to taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of taqwa? Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, haqiqatu taqwa, an yuta'a, fala yu'sa, wa an yudhkara, fala yunsa, wa an yushkara, fala yukfar. That Allah is obeyed, not disobeyed. Allah is remembered, not forgotten. Allah is shown gratitude, not ungratefulness. We are grateful to Allah for His blessings, not ungrateful to Him. So this is haqiqat of taqwa. That ita'at of Allah, doing everything what Allah tells us to do. And remembering Allah, not forgetting Allah. And doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do these three things, ita'at, zikr and shukr, then we have taqwa. But if we don't do ita'at, if we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we break His instruction, break His commands, go against His commands, or follow our whimsical desires, ittiba'i hawa, nafsani, desires, whatever our ego tells us, we go after, run after our ego, and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not ita'at. We have to do ita'at of ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to do zikr of Allah. We have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't forget Allah. When we are negligent, when we are sinning, when we are, na'udhu billah, watching movies, tawbah tawbah, astaghfirullah, blue movies, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And we are doing silly things, or maybe drinking, gambling, we are forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to remember Him. The hadith of Jibreel says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked, Mal ihsan? Ya Rasulullah, what is ihsan? Because in Quran, the word ihsan is repeated very often. Inna Allah wa ahsinu, inna Allah yuhibbul muhsineen. Hal jazawu l-ihsan illa l-ihsan. So muhsineen, ihsan, muhsin. Bala man aslamu wajhahu lillahi wa huwa muhsinun, falahu ajruhu inda rabbihi. So what is this muhsin and what is this ihsan? Doing good, doing something beautifully, something in a beautiful manner. How can we beautify our worship, our ibadat? What is the meaning of al-ihsan and beautifying things? Bringing husn and beauty into things. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-ihsan an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak. Ihsan is that you worship Allah as though you are seeing Him. Because if you don't see Him, He does see you. So every time you say Allahu Akbar, you throw the whole world behind your back and you bring Allah in your heart and mind. And you realize, I'm standing before Allah. I'm reading Quran in front of Allah. Allah is listening to me. Allah is hearing me. He is watching me. He is watching my every move. He knows what is going through my mind. My mind is wandering around here and there. Allah sees that. Allah knows everything. So we read Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een, with full concentration. And then when we go in ruku', we realize I'm bowing down before my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana laka al-hamd. And then in sajda, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, we realize I'm putting my forehead on the ground in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wouldn't do that in front of anyone, any creation. It's only Allah in front of whom I would put my forehead on the ground. Sajda is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any makhluk or anyone. So, Subhana Rabbi Al-A'la, we concentrate on our sujood, on our ruku', on our qiyam, on our ibadat. This is beautifying the ibadat. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. So we get this realization. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today our mind is wandering around here and there so much that we can't even remember Allah in our salah. In our salah, our mind is wandering here and there as well. Some people, na'udhu billah, talk on mobile during salah. The mobile rings, they take it out of their pocket, look at it, and then say, Anafis Salah, and then put it back in the pocket, continue with Salah. Some people take the pocket, they text, check the text message, and they start replying while they are praying Salah. And There is this clip on YouTube of this Imam who's leading Salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and his phone starts ringing, he takes it out, and he's reading, and he's texting as well, and of his Salah. And the other person says, oh, sorry, and he replies, no problem. So, this is the level which we have gone down in our concentration, in our remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't remember Allah even in Salah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is saying that haqiqat of taqwa is an yuzkara fala yunsa. We always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in our Salah, our concentration level should be at the top. And our heart and mind should be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. We should always do shukr of Allah, never be ungrateful to Allah. Always think, whatever I have is from Allah. Allah has said to us in the Quran, وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak said, يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. They know that all this is ni'mat of Allah, then they deny it. Most people are ungrateful. So, a mu'min is he who does shukr of Allah. He's never ungrateful. He doesn't say, this is mine, my hard work, my effort, my skill, and my degree, my job, my business, my this, my that, my children, my family, my house, my car. No, nothing is mine, everything is Allah. I've just been entrusted to look after it. Allah Pak has given me these, so I look after it properly, I utilize them for my benefit, and spend in the path of Allah, and do something good with whatever Allah has provided for me. So our mind should be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of taqwa, and what Allah Pak is saying, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqu rabbakum, ittaqu rabbakum. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtadha karramallahu wajhahu was asked about reality of taqwa. He said, Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel, wal-Amalu bil-Tanzeel, wal-Qana'atu bil-Qaleel, wal-Isti'adadu li-Yawmi al-Raheel. Al-Khawfu min al-Jaleel, having fear in the heart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-Jaleel, who is Azim, who is mighty. Fearing Allah, who's mighty, who's powerful, whose wrath can strike at any time. Anytime, if Allah gets angry, then His wrath can strike at us anytime. So we have to be very careful and we have to be very respectful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to show our respect, we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is al-khawfu min al-jaleel. And when we have this khawf, we get special, you know, gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ فَبِيَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah Pak said, ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَجَاءَ بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ ادْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. When you have خَشِيَةً, خوف of Allah in your heart, you have special gifts and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, number one ingredient of taqwa is al-khawfu min al-jaleel. Fearing Allah, the one who is full of jalal and might and powerful and who is majestic. Wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. And practicing upon al-tanzeel, meaning al-Quran al-Kareem. We have to practice on whatever Quran tells us. Quran doesn't just tell us aqimu salat wa atu zakat. Quran also talks about ibadat, muamalat, muasharat, akhlaqi hasana, aqaid and beliefs. Quran teaches us all these things. We should study the Quran, understand the meaning of the Quran, and practice upon whatever Quran tells us. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha was asked about the akhlaq and characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And what did she say? She said, Kana khuluquhu al-Quran. His akhlaq were al-Quran. Whatever Quran said, he was the walking, talking Quran. Quran, is one is words of Quran and other is practical. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was practical Quran. You could see Quran in his life. He was practicing. He would never lie, as Quran said, don't lie. He would never cheat, Quran said, don't cheat. He would never backbite anyone. He would never, like Quran said, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And he would not have bad thoughts about other people. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. So he practiced on this whatever Allah had said. We know that backbiting is haram, lying is haram, cheating is haram, fraud is haram, gambling is haram, zina is haram, sharab is haram. But we don't practice from that. We indulge in many of these sins. We know that, you know, staring is haram. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ada kullu ula'ika kana 'anhu mas'ula. But we stare here and there. So our eyes go here and there. Our ears listen to things which we shouldn't be listening. Our tongue say which things which we shouldn't be saying. So all this is going against the instructions of Quran. So وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ. We understand the Quran and we practice on the Quran. This is taqwa. If we practice, then we have taqwa in us. If we don't practice, then the taqwa has deserted us. And وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. With regards to rizq, whatever Allah provides for us, alhamdulillah. We are content with whatever Allah provides. We don't want to go for more and more and more. Two jobs, three jobs. I don't know about Australia, but I've been to many places around the world where people do night shift, morning shift, evening shift, afternoon shift, and weekend shift. And money, money, money is so funny in a rich man's world. Always running after money, 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 money. That's not why we have been created. We have to work, you know, learn from other people, other communities. You know, I live in UK, and over there, the white man, he only works 9 till 5. After that, nope, it's my tea time. As soon as it's 5 o'clock, home. No matter how much work is left, he'll leave everything, go home. The boss will say, I'll give you extra money for overtime. So I don't want overtime money. I have to go home, I have to relax, I need my tea, I need my family. So that's enough, I don't want more money for overtime. Weekend, nope, I'm not working overtime. Weekend, 5 days, 9 till 5, finish. And after 5 o'clock, relaxing. So, you know, our mentality should be that we have, you know, life other than work as well. After 5 o'clock, when we come back home, we have to relax. We have our salat to pray. We have to read some Quran, tilawat, and zikr, fikr. You know, our life after death, we have to prepare for our life after death. So being relaxed, having an easygoing life. And, you know, qana'at, contentment with whatever Allah provides for us. This is part of taqwa. Wal qana'atu bil qadeel. And wal isti'adadu li yawm al-raheel. And getting ready, preparing for the day of journey. Which journey? The ultimate journey which we all have to make. The journey is fixed. Time is fixed. The flight ticket has already been booked. And it's ready. There's no cancellation in there. There's no delaying in there. So we all have to go. The time is fixed. Malakul Maut has been given, you know, the list of who's going to go, when. So our time is fixed. We have to keep that in mind. And we have to keep busy, 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 busy in preparing for that day. That even if it comes today, tomorrow, I'm ready for it. I don't need to say, oh, by 1 minute, I need to do a few things. Let me do tawbah. Let me go home, organize some matters. Then you can take my ruh. From here, Malakul Maut won't give us any respite. He will come whenever he has to come, whatever place, whatever time, he'll just take us. So we have to be ready for that moment. We have our mashayikh who were ready. Sometimes Malakul Maut would visit them. And they would say, come on, take me. And Malakul Maut would say, no, your time has not come yet. When your time comes, then we will take you. There are. And in the previous eras, Malakul Maut would sometimes come in the form of human beings. And he would talk to people as well. So he comes to this young man who's going somewhere for some work. And Malakul Maut starts walking with him. And he says to him, I am Malakul Maut and your time is closed. I have come to take your ruh. So if you want to go home and do something, do it quickly. You still have a little bit of time. So he says, no. There's nothing more important to me than meeting my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is my most important thing. I have no important work to go back home and do, take me. And Malakul Maut says, okay, I have been instructed to follow your desire and do what, how, take your ruh out however you say. And the young man says, that's so? Okay, then let me perform wudu and pray salah. And when I go in sujood, then extract my soul when I'm in sajda. And Malakul Maut acts accordingly. So there are, you know, we have to go and we have to be ready for that day whenever it comes. This is what isti'dadu li yawmir rahim. So Sayyiduna Ali karamullah wajhu said, taqwa is a muttaqi, is a person who has these four things, who is fearful, who has khawf of al-jaleel, al-azim, a mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is practicing on a tanzeel, al-Qur'an, who reads the Qur'an, who understands the Qur'an, and who practices upon the Qur'an. And number three, who is content with whatever rizq Allah provides for him. Alhamdulillah, wa shukrulillah, I have enough, I don't need more. One hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. That person is successful who is Muslim, who submits himself wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, who is given just enough rizq that he can survive on. And وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. He is given that rizq and he has qana'at in his heart, contentment with whatever Allah has provided for him. He is not desiring for more and more. He says, Alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah. So when you have these things, you are successful. That is what our Prophet ﷺ is saying. So, wal qana'atu bil qaleel and wal isti'dadu li yawmir rahil. Getting ready for the life after death. This is al-taqwa. So, we have been created to do ibadah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always have to keep that purpose of creation in our minds. We have to remember this world has not been created without any purpose. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ وَإِنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we have created you futile without any purpose, any reason, and that you're not going to come back to us? No, don't think that. Allah Pak said in another place, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ. We did not create this heavens and the earth without any reason, batil, just for fun and game and play. Playing game, Allah Pak said, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنُهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Games, you know, you live here in Australia, you will see people going on seaside and kids playing on the seaside and making, you know, a sand castle, things out of sand and playing throughout the day. And in the evening, they just kick that sand castle and go back to their rooms. So this is game, play. And when you finish with it, you just break it, finish it. So Allah Pak is saying, do you think we have created this universe as a game and as a play? That's a childish act. Children play with things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created this universe as a game, as a play. مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Over here they said, مَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرْضُ مَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. This is the thought of those who deny. They think that we have to work and enjoy our life, and as soon as the eyes close, we go down under, there is no life after death. ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah said, أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do you think that we are going to make them both equal? Those who have iman and amal saliha, and those who are busy in doing sins and disobedience of Allah, are we going to make them equal? No. They will all be coming before Allah on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be looking at them, and Allah will judge between them, and He will separate between them, and those who had worked righteous deeds, believed in Allah and worshipped Allah, they will be rewarded for their worship and their belief, their yaqeen, their iman. And those who rejected Allah, denied Allah, committed shirk with Allah, they will be punished for their actions. So Allah Pak is saying that we are not going to make them equal. Those are different and they will be given high ranks in Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who realize the purpose of the creation and who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Pak is saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of our creation. Imam Nawawi, rahmatullahi alayhi, quotes in Riyadu Salihin, Muqaddamah of Riyadu Salihin, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطُنًا Allah has some ibad, servants who are very intelligent. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَ. They divorced the dunya and they were scared of fitnas and trials. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا. They looked at the dunya and when they realized أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا, that this dunya is not a watan, a place of residence for a living person whose heart is alive, whose heart is not dead, whose heart is alive, then he realizes that this dunya is not a residence, it's not a watan. أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا. جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. They took this world as a deep ocean. And they took salihul a'mal, good deeds, as a ship. So the a'mal saliha are the ship, and they are sailing in that ship, in the water, in that ocean of godlessness. People are into godlessness, forgetting Allah, and they are sailing in that ship of a'mal saliha, in that ocean, and they are going towards their destiny, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we should be doing. طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا. جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize the purpose of our creation and to worship Allah as much as possible, and to worship Allah like our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to worship Allah, like Sahabi Kiram Rizwanullah alayhi majma'in used to stand in front of Allah in ibadat at night. They never missed their tahajjud. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi has written that these sunan and nawafil, the sunan e rawatib before and after fara'id, he said, Salaf-e-Saliheen never differentiate between them. They never differentiated between them. To them, everything was like for us. It was later on that the fuqaha had to differentiate and say, this is fard, this is wajib, this is sunnah, this is nafil. So that if we miss something, we know for which one we have to do qaza and for which one we don't have to do qaza. So for that reason, they had to categorize them. Otherwise, when we look at the lives of Sahaba, they used to take everything as necessary. They used to take the sunnahs of Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha as necessary, the Nawafil. They used to take Tahajjud as necessary as well. They never missed their Tahajjud. If they overslept or something happened, they would really, really grieve. And they would cry, why did I miss my Qiyamul Layl last night? What's wrong with me? Is Allah displeased with me? Why did I not wake up from my Qiyamul Layl? Sayyiduna Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu, one night he overslept, he was not well, and he couldn't get up for tahajjud. His eyes did open up, but he went back to sleep, and open up, back to sleep. And then he woke up at tahajjud, fajr time, and when he came for fajr, he was naturally very grieved. He stayed in that place, he started crying, he busied himself in his car, and after the sun rose, and sunrise, he did qaza of his qiyamul layl. And whatever amount he used to pray, he doubled that amount. He prayed more, Qiyamul Layl, Rakat, Tahajjud. He lengthened it. Following night, next night, when it was time for Tahajjud, Shaitan Iblis came to wake him up, pressing his feet. Get up and pray your Tahajjud. Last night I put you to sleep and you prayed double, so you better pray now. So they would never miss their Qiyamul Layl and their Tahajjud. So we have to be punctual of our Qiyamul Layl as well. Get up at night. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in a hadith. I'll finish off with this hadith now. He said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. Hold on to Qiyamul Layl. Why? فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ. It is the practice of the Salihin who came before you. وَإِنَّ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Qiyamul Layl takes you closer and closer and closer and closer to your Rabb. وَمَغْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ. And it is kafara, an expiation for your past previous sins. وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْنِ. And it will stop you from sinning in the future. And وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّاعِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. It will repel sickness from your body. You will regain health by Qiyamul Layl. So he mentions five benefits of Qiyamul Layl. Number one is Qalbu Salihin. You will be like the Salihin who came before you if you pray Qiyamul Layl, Tahajjud Salah. And number two, it will be a source of qurbat and proximity and closeness to your Rabb. And number three, it will remove your past sins. And number four, it will stop you from sinning in future. And number five, you will become healthy if you pray Qiyamul Layl. So we have to practice, we have to do some ibadat, we have to try and earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do as many good deeds as we can. May Allah give me the tawfiq to practice on what we have just learned and give us all the tawfiq to do so. May Allah be pleased with us. Jazakumullah. Imam Sahib, thank you very much for giving me a few moments to share with you. May Allah give us accept and may Allah be pleased with us. Can we make short dua? Durud Sharif Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الامي نبي الرحمه كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم اغفر لجميع أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم استر واجبر واحفظ واهدي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عليت تبارك ربنا وتعالي نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إنا نسألك التوفيق لمحابك من الأعمال وصدق التوكل عليك وحسن الظن بك سبحان خالق النور سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا صالحا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد